Now, Madeline, I'm very eager to know everything about your magical night at the Oscars.
Magical.
Yes.
You use that word. Magical. Well, I'm not sure it was magical. I mean, it was sort of magical in my anticipation of it, but it's kind of like you don't really want to know how the sausage is made.
Where do they seat radio, though, Madeline? I was wondering where... I looked for you, and I see the sort of Hollywood royalty there right out front.
You didn't see me?
I saw someone waving an NPR flag up in the nosebleed section. Was that you?
Me and the crickets, yes. I was in the second mezzanine at the very back. The back of the theater was my seat back. But let me tell you about my little red carpet adventure.
Oh, yes.
So everyone's in their town cars, taxis, limos, whatever. They're funneled up, and they, you get a, everyone's disgorged at the same spot, right in front of the red carpet. There are all sorts of people who have been hanging out, I think, for weeks in these bleachers, waiting to get a glimpse of the star. So you get out, and they kind of, you know, everyone's sort of, as I think, everyone is equalized on the red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear what I think from these bleachers is, Madeline, Madeline, Madeline. So I turn and I wave and I see people waving frantically. Madeline, Madeline. And then I hear, we loved you in Juno. And I turn around and behind me is Ellen Page.
Do you know that Ellen Page this morning?
And that's kind of how it went.
Ellen Page this morning is telling that same story to her friends that everyone was yelling Madeline, Madeline, Madeline from this, and then she turns around and there's Madeline Brand from NPR standing there. So seeing the sausage made, seeing it up close, is it everything you expected, or was it just?
Well, you know, I don't think you want to see the sausage made. You really don't. I mean, you kind of, when you're at home, it is larger than life, even though it's on the small screen. It just seems so much more glamorous. Sort of up close, you kind of see the red carpet. Well, it's a little threadbare.
Mm.
Everything's a little smaller in real life, including Josh Brolin. Brolin.
Diminutive?
Short.
Really?
Big head.
Are you disappointed?
Well, you know, I was expecting larger than life.
Sure. That's good to know. There's something we learned right there. Well, you look terrific and you sound terrific.
Thank
so
you.
You've survived the night
I
and you
did.
Didn't stay out too late, unlike someone else, perhaps.
Who are you referring to?
I thought I saw Alex Chadwick walking home this morning very late from the Elton John party. Yeah.
No.
He didn't. He doesn't go to the ceremony. He just goes to the parties afterwards.
All right, Alex, you have some explaining to do when you return tomorrow. Brian Unger from The Unger Report, thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
My pleasure. And you can get more Oscar stuff online, npr.org. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.